Say It Ain't Contagious, the podcast where historians, political scientists, and baseball writers debate the events of the day at the place that the game, politics, and social justice meet.
Absolute unvarnished truth for once from a Major League Baseball executive.
Kevin Mather must have made Alvin Dart look up from wherever he is and smile.
From wherever he is.
The resentment, the notion that black and Latino players are getting all this money.
It's racist. It's 2021. How did you think this wouldn't get?
Then I saw the woman who was a ref. And once again, I'm thinking, where is baseball?
Listen to Say It Ain't Contagious, baseball and the world we live in now, everywhere podcasts are available.
This is Kim Meyer, host of Choose to Rise. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Your Life Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mariah White, and I am a passionate pediatric nurse practitioner and fired up health and happiness coach here to deliver a message to you. This podcast is meant to provide a hope and a dream that fuels your soul to dream big and to dream bold and to inspire and empower you to live out your wildest freaking dreams and to grab a hold onto the unwavering truth that you were made for more. What's up, guys? Happy Tuesday or whatever day it is that you're listening. I am so grateful you're here. I literally for the last 3 years have just found so much joy in coming here on this platform and just being real and raw and authentic and just showing up as Mariah. And I hope that you can feel like you can show up just as you are. I hope that you find relation in the messages that we're putting out and the words that we're speaking and the heart that I'm sharing, because my friend, I want you to know that above all, anything that you gather from any social media platform from me or from a podcast episode that you listen to me, or just in a relationship of having a DM message or a direct message with me, I want you to know above all that your life matters, that you have value, that you are worthy, that you are seen in this space, in my world, in my life. I want you to know that. So friends, I hope that you can hold on to that with all of your heart as we journey into this next episode of Mariah, How Did You Know? So I am going to go on a more medical side, because I've gotten a lot of messages from incredible nurses, nursing students, PAs, MPs themselves who have just sat there and said, Mariah, how did you know you wanted to be a nurse practitioner? How did you know that you wanted to go get your doc MP and to take care of kids? And I thought this would be a very powerful way for you to really connect with whether or not this is something that you should embark on. I know for so many incredible nurses that follow me, that reach out to me, that reach out for guidance, nursing students and MP students who are just saying, Mariah, how did you know you wanted to do this for the rest of your life? How did you know that this was worth you going after? How did you know, especially during a pandemic, the year that I lost my job, the year that I had to really sit down and say, is this what I want to do? Because I built a thriving business to where I didn't have to go back. I chose to go back. And so often I hear, well, Mariah, how did you know? And I wanted to answer it. I wanted to be real and authentic. And as I was sitting down today and enjoying a cup of tea with my amazing friend and a fellow nurse practitioner, and I sat there and I just was like in this phase of not quite sure where, you know, things are going and the job is leading, and of course I miss my babies and of course I want to be home. And at the end of it, we both said, this is ultimately where we wanted to be. And we went to nursing school together, a year apart, but we were in the grit together, MP school together. And I remember us sitting there saying, PCH, which is where I work, Phoenix Children's Hospital, is the end all be all for who I am, what I want to do at the highest level. It's the world renowned
Children's Hospital of the Southwest Valley in southwest part of the United States. So of course I want to be here. But then I had to go a level deep. I have always wanted to take care of tiny humans. I've always wanted to provide for them, give them the best, do the things that others just can't or won't do. I always wanted to go above and beyond in so many ways to just care for my patients. And I remember sitting in a hospital room with my boyfriend at the time. I want to say he was 17 because he was still classified as pediatrics, and we were in college. And I remember him needing a complete repair of his appendix. It completely ruptured. It was awful. I was terrified. He was terrified. But I remember being in that hospital, and I'll never forget. His mom could vividly tell you the story. The surgeon prayed over him, prayed over his hands, prayed over us. They took him into surgery. He was amazing. He did fine. And I remember realizing that more often than not, I saw his nurse practitioner. I saw her more than I saw the surgeon. Surgeon was amazing. But afterwards, I just remember the care. I remember how she spoke to us. I remember how she cared about us. I remember how she sat down and broke things down. I remember how she just made us feel. And you've always heard, you remember how someone makes you feel, not exactly what they do for you or buy for you or give to you. It's how they make you feel. That was the lasting impression. And I remember going through and saying, because at the time, many people don't know this, I was pre-med. And at the time, I was like, I want to do this, I want to do this. And I remember sitting down with multiple different people who were medical healthcare professionals. And some were doctors, and some were nurses, and some were PAs, and some were MPs. And I remember the one thing that stood out to me was that most physicians, MDs or DOs, said they would not do it again. They would not do it again. And I remember hearing that, and I was like, then why do it in the first place? And that's when everything shifted for me. I said, I want to care for people on a deeper level. And the person that's the patient sees the most is the nurse. The ones who save lives, the ones who are in the trenches for 13 plus hours, mind you, all my nurses appreciate that, 13, not 12. And all of the people that are really hands-on were nurses. So I went for it. I dove headfirst. I went to an 18-month program, a very rigorous fast-track program at a private Christian university, and I went hard. It was one of the toughest programs I had been in. And I remember saying to myself, my first job was going to be at PCH. I'm going to work at PCH. And as any nurse, most nurses are like, no, you have to work on med surg, or you have to get your feet wet, or you just take your first job. And I refused to do that. And sure enough, my first job as a nurse was at PCH. So PCH really truly has not just birthed me as a nurse, but raised me as a nurse and grew me into an amazing, what I feel, amazing doc NP. So I remember going through that season of being a nurse, and I remember constantly wanting more. And I remember, and if you're a nurse right now and you're in this hardship of like, what do I want to do outside of just being a bedside nurse? And I don't say just being in a derogatory frame, but just in a way of, do I want to do leadership? Do I want to do education? Do I want to be a nurse practitioner? Do I want to sit on a council? Do I want to be on a committee? Do I want to get into research? These are the things that I think about, where you really have to figure out what brings you joy and gives you passion and fills your cup up every single day. So I empower you to think about that and say, what brings me joy in the area of medicine? What brings me joy? For me, I wanted to sit back and, being truthful as an Enneagram 8, I wanted to be in control. I wanted to start the medication. I wanted to pick and choose which antibiotic. I wanted to decide whether or not the kid needed the IV or not. I wanted to control that. And I realized that the only way that I was going to be able to do that is if I advanced in my level of education. And I went back. And at the time, it wasn't really a thought of MSN versus DNP, which is a master's prepared nurse practitioner or a doctorate prepared nurse practitioner. I just knew that by the year 2020, they wanted all nurse practitioners to have a doctorate level degree, and there was a bridge program from a BSN to DNP, a bachelor's of nursing to a doctorate of nursing practice. So I went that route, and man, let me tell you, it was the hardest 2.5 years with the longest dissertation, the greatest experience, the most incredible friendships, but it was hard. But if somebody were to ask me, would I do it again? I would say yes in a heartbeat. Because the joy of seeing kids' faces, the joy of having a little girl or a little boy in a random Target by my house run up to me saying, Dr. Mariah. A mom sitting there on my shoulder crying because I took a time to get to know her and her kid. For just listening. I feel empowered in what I do because I just get to do the right thing. I get to advocate for my patients. I get to take care of them. I get to use my brain in a capacity where I'm really thinking things through. And I get to make a lasting impact. So maybe you're in a place of, as a nurse, I want to go back to be an MP, but you're doubting your thoughts or your mindset or your capability. And I want to tell you, you can. You just have to decide. There are going to be lots of naysayers that tell you, oh, the, you know, malpractice or the risk or the, you know, the cost risk benefit of going back to school and getting more loans, or that so much accountability and you'll have malpractice and lawsuits and all the things that people can come up with and manifest in their mind. For sure, it's possible. But you have to figure out what's right for you. Now, maybe you're in a different area where you're like, hey, I want to go back and do nursing informatics. I want to do education. Whatever it seems is a good fit for you, you have to find it. But in this episode particularly, when you asked me, Mariah, how did you know that you wanted to become a nurse practitioner? The answer is I cannot think of what else I would do. When I sit down and think, well, Mariah, maybe you go into finance. I hate numbers. I hate them. Oh, maybe you'd be a singer. I love to sing. That's not something I would want to do every day. Oh, well, maybe you love history. Can't stand history. Couldn't even tell you when the Civil Wars were or the World Wars. Can't remember it. Those are things that are in my compartment in the back of my brain, somewhere stored that I could think really hard and maybe manifest them, but it's not my jam. Oh, maybe you could be whatever. There's nothing I would rather do in my life than what I'm doing. And that goes to say, even in inclusion to being an entrepreneur and having my own business, I love having that too. I don't like having it instead. I like having it too. Because right now, as I sit and I'm able to take care of patients, I feel fulfilled. My cup is running over and I feel grateful for the impact that I get to make day in and day out. Every single day. And that is how I can answer, Mariah, how did you know that you wanted to be a nurse practitioner? Because if you look right now and you think, well, I would much rather be this, or I'd much rather be doing that, or I could even see myself doing, I can't say that. And that's why you see these incredible people who were teachers and then had their second career and then became a nurse and then went on. And I'm like, oh my God, that's, you know, 50 plus years of experience of so many different things. And all I think about is, oh, I could never do that. I could never do that. And then when I sit down and I ask myself, what can I see myself doing? I see myself being a health and happiness coach, owning my own business, creating freedom from my family, and being a doc NP taking care of the most incredible humans at the most incredible hospital. That's what I see. So, maybe you need to do some soul searching. Maybe you need to sit down and ask yourself if the job that you're in right now is where you really see yourself being. And if it's not, know that that's okay. And know that it is okay to sit down, GTS, in quotes, Google that shit, and figure out how you can get to where you want to be. You're never too old. It's never too late. There's not a big enough excuse that will stop you from ever feeling fulfilled in your life. Just go for it. Just go for it. And if you're in this situation where you're like, well, I feel like something's missing, then go do what I did and find something on the side that fills you up just as much. But know that what you're doing brings you joy. And if it doesn't, go do something else. The reason why I'm a nurse practitioner, I have been, and the reason why I've been in the profession of nursing for as long as I have been, is because there's never a day that goes by that a kid's smile and the impact that I make doesn't directly affect me, my heart, my mind. Now, there are bad days, but there's never a day that goes by that I don't remember an impact. Because remember, it's about how you make them feel. And oftentimes, my patients make me feel incredible. And if you hold on to that, you will forever be successful in your career path in medicine. So friends, I hope this was helpful. I know some of you may not be able to resonate to this specific episode, but I wanted to record it to help anybody. So if you know a nurse, have a nurse in your family, have somebody in medicine, have somebody who's been contemplating it, I want you to send this to them. And I want you to know that above all, you are incredible and amazing, and that your life matters.
What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of the Your Life Matters podcast. I'm so grateful that you're here. I just ask that you share this episode with somebody. I ask you to just share it and give it to somebody who could potentially need to hear this message. I really am on a mission to help hundreds of thousands of people to believe that their mess is their message and that their story really does matter. And that above all, their life matters. I'm so grateful that you're here. I want you to share this episode. And then on top of that, if you could please leave a rating or a review or both, let me know what speaks to you. Let me know what you need to hear. Let me know what you've connected with, because that's going to be the best way that I can make sure that I'm giving you guys exactly what you need. I love you guys with all my heart. I'm so grateful for you. And I want you to know the difference and the impact you guys make in my life. I love seeing your messages. I love seeing when you guys private message me or screenshot it and share it on Instagram or Facebook, because it lets me know that this podcast is doing exactly what it was meant to do. And it's to make sure that there's an impact being made and to help remind you and everyone else that your life matters.
Nya nya nya. Ba. Ba. Babwe. Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South.
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups.
Foul, foul, throw in the towel.
History, history.
Switch to Progressive today.
Santa ski slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At T-Mobile, we believe in putting people first by treating them right. So we're upping the benefits without upping the price. Introducing Magenta Max, now with unlimited premium data that can't slow down based on how much smartphone data you use. Plus, get Netflix on us. Right now, pay zero cost to switch. And bring your phone, we'll pay it off up to $650, only at T-Mobile.
Activate up to 4K or video streams at 480p, up to 40 gigs high-speed tethering, $650 via virtual prepaid card, allow 15 days. Simmons support charges waived. Receive Netflix standard with two lines.